Welcome to Grace Bible Study. Would you please turn with me in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Now today I want to talk to you about the faith of Jesus Christ. Now a lot of people don't understand about the faith of Christ because it's not in their Bibles. Let's go ahead and go to the verse. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2. Now I want you to notice in verse 16. Galatians chapter 2 verse 16. It says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." So what I want you to understand today is that Jesus Christ has faith, okay? Now, if you're not using a King James Bible, more than likely what your Bible is going to say is something similar to this. "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." Okay? So what has happened is they've taken the word of, faith of Christ, and changed it to faith in Christ, which gives it a whole different meaning, okay? Now, I want to explain that to you where it's different, okay? Because what we have here is the Bible, the King James Bible, tells us that we are justified by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, it's His faith that we are justified by. Some Bibles teach that it's your faith that you're justified by, but that's not correct, okay? And I'll show you that in just a moment. Now, so what we have here in the King James Bible, it talks about the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to go to, let's see, what would be a good one to go to? All right, I'll tell you what, go to, let me give you a couple more instances here. Notice in Philippians chapter 3. In Philippians chapter 3, notice in verse 9 it says, "And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." So what's that? What we have here, once again, it talks about the faith of Christ. All right, go to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Notice in verse 22, Romans chapter 3, verse 22, it says, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference." So what the Bible here is talking about, it's talking about the faith of Christ. It's talking about Jesus' faith, the faith that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, it's His faith. Not talking about the believer's faith here. I'm talking about the faith that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is talking about the faith of Jesus Christ. And this is how we are justified. All right. Now, I want you to go back to Galatians real quick with me one more time. Galatians 2:16. We're going to be coming back to this passage several times over the course of this study. Verse 16 again. "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ." Well, people say, well, what is the faith of Jesus Christ? What did Jesus Christ have His faith in? Watch, let me show you. All right, let's go to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3, all right, notice in verse 21, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Now, watch in verse 25. We're going to back up to verse 25. "Whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood." Now, a lot of people will take this verse of Scriptures and they say, well, that's talking about the believer having faith in His blood. Okay? When you have faith in his blood, then he becomes a propitiation for your sins. Well, that's what a lot of people say. But let me show you something, okay? I want to show you it's not talking about the believer. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ having faith in his blood. Now watch. Go to 1 John chapter 2. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2, I want you to notice in verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Now watch verse 2. "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." All right, question. Is Jesus Christ the propitiation for the sins of the whole world? Well, yes, he is. Question. Does the whole world have faith in his blood? No, they do not. Okay, there's some people out there that don't even believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, much less have faith in his blood. Okay? Question. Is Jesus Christ still the propitiation for their sins? Yes, he is. Okay? How did he become that? Watch. Go back to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, notice in verse 25 it says, "Whom God hath set forth," talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, let's back up to verse 24. It says, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus," talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, "whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood," talking about Jesus Christ having faith in his blood. Now, I want to show you something, okay? Jesus Christ had faith in his blood. He knew what his blood would do for you, and that is how you are justified. You are not justified by your faith. Now, your faith can get you saved, okay? But your faith cannot justify you from your sins. There's only one thing that can justify you from your sins, and that is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot be justified from your sins any other way. Now watch. I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Now Isaiah chapter 53 refers to the Lord Jesus Christ, his crucifixion. All right, and Isaiah chapter 53. All right. Now, we're going to start in verse 4. All right. Now, he's talking about a suffering servant. Notice in verse, I tell you what, let's back up. Let me go back to Isaiah 52 to show you something. Isaiah 52, notice in verse 13, it says, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many as were stoned at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." When they took the Lord Jesus Christ and they scourged him and they put him on the cross, the Bible says his visage was so messed up, it was so marred more than any man. Okay, they tore him up when they hung him up on the cross. Now, it's talking about the suffering servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch, let's go on. Chapter 53, notice in verse 3. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." See, what we have here is we have Scripture telling us about the Lord Jesus Christ having all the iniquity of all mankind put upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ died and paid for our sins. Let's go on. Verse 7. "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth." Verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now watch verse 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. One more time. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. By whose knowledge? Okay? It's by the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ knew what his blood would do for you. He knew that his blood would wash away your sins. Jesus Christ has faith in that blood. That is the faith of Christ, and that is what justifies you. Okay? You are not justified by what you know. People say, oh, well, I know the gospel. Christ died and paid for sins, was buried and rose again. Big deal. You're not justified by what you know. There's people in hell right now that believe that Christ died for sins, but they were trusting in themselves for their salvation. Okay? You are justified by the knowledge and by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew what his blood would do for you. Now watch. Let's go on. Okay? Now, a lot of people think that they were justified by some other way, okay? Now, let me explain to you. In the Old Testament, all right, during the Old Testament times, okay, people had to do works, okay? And when they did these works, God says he would justify them, all right? But the works didn't justify them, all right? Let me explain this. Now, watch. I want you to go to Romans chapter 2. In Romans chapter 2, all right, in Romans chapter 2, I want you to notice in verse, I'll tell you what, let's start in verse 1. Let's go to Romans chapter 2, verse 1. It says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Now watch verse 6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds. Now, I want you to understand in Romans chapter 2, he is talking about time past, okay? He's talking about things that happened in the past, how God dealt with man in the past, okay? Now, we're going to stop right here. We're going to come back to it. Go to Romans chapter 3. I don't want to confuse you, okay? So what I want to do is show you that how now we are not under the law. We are under grace. Now watch. Go to Romans chapter 3. Notice in verse 21. He says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Now, so what we have here is the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. But God had to justify those in the Old Testament scriptures, okay? In the Old Testament, they didn't know that Christ was going to die and pay for sins, so they couldn't put their faith in the crucifixion of Christ because they didn't know about it, all right? So what we have here is God judged people based upon what they did, all right? Now watch, let's go back to Romans chapter 2, verse 6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them by whose patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. So what we have here is we have the Apostle Paul telling us how God justified people back in the Old Testament scriptures, okay? He took them, their deeds based upon what they did, Okay? And then God, in turn, would justify them. Now, their works did not justify them. Okay? A lot of people think they're justified by their works, but they were not justified by their works. Now, watch. Let me show you. All right? Verse 12. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. All right, so what we have here in verse 13, the Bible tells us that not the hearers of the law, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Does that mean that the law justifies people? Nope, that's not what it's talking about. He says, if you did the law, you would be justified. But doing the law does not justify you. But if you did the law, God would justify you. God is the one that justifies people. Now watch, let's go on. All right, I want you to go to Romans chapter 8. All right, Romans chapter 8, I want you to notice in verse 33. Romans chapter 8, verse 33, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Well, who justifies? Okay? God does the justifying. All right? Well, how is he going to justify you? Well, in the Old Testament scriptures, if you did the law, if you did the works and you were good, all right, then God would justify you. It wasn't your works that justified you, all right? You were justified. Well, if you did the works, you could get justified, all right? But it wasn't you. It wasn't your works. You were justified because God justified you. How did He do it? Like He always did, by the faith of Jesus Christ, okay? Everybody is justified by the faith of Christ. Everyone that is saved, that's going to have eternal life, is justified by the faith of Jesus Christ. Go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. In John chapter 6, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 6. All right? John chapter 14, verse 6. Notice in verse 6, the Bible says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Question, can anybody bypass Jesus Christ and get to the Father? No way. It ain't happening, people. All right? You know, there's a lot of people out there think, you know, if they did the law, you know, and try to be good, you know, then God will let them up into heaven. All right? Well, there's no way. You got to have a Savior in order to be saved. And there's only one given. His name is Jesus Christ. All right? And Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You cannot bypass Jesus Christ and get to the Father, people. It ain't happening. But there's a lot of people out there think that if they get water baptized, the water baptized justifies them. Okay? They will be just before God because they got water baptized. All right? Or if they speak in tongues. All right? Or if they go to a certain denomination or something like that, they think they're going to be justified by doing those things. People, the works of the law never justified anybody. But if you did the law, God would justify you. Now watch. Go to Romans chapter 4. In Romans chapter 4, all right? Romans chapter 4, I want you to notice the Lord's talking about them that do works and them that don't do works. Notice in verse 4, Romans chapter 4, verse 4, it says, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Okay? Somebody's out there justifying the ungodly. Who is that doing that? All right? God the Father's doing that through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? You're justified by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is His faith that justifies you, people. It's not you. If you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you can be justified by the faith of Christ. Your faith cannot justify you from your sins. Now watch. Let's go on. I want you to go to... tell you what, let's go to 1 Timothy... Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, I want you to notice, Paul's talking to Timothy, I want you to notice in verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3, notice in verse 15 it says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus." All right, he's talking about the faith that belongs to Christ. He's talking about the faith which is in Christ, okay? Talking about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? It is His faith that justifies you. Salvation comes from, through, and by the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot bypass Jesus Christ. Now, some Bibles out there, you look in your Bible, if you have a New American Standard or an NIV or something like that, and if it's not a King James Bible. Now, there are a few Bibles out there that have the faith of Christ in there. All right, let me tell you a story. A long time ago, I'm going to say about 20 or so years ago, they had an advertisement for a new Bible. It's called the 21st Century King James Bible. And so I said, well, I'll go ahead and buy one. And they had the New Testament, and I went ahead and purchased this. All they had was the New Testament. Well, the first thing I did when I got it, all right, I went to Galatians chapter 2. Verse 16. And sure enough, what did it say? It said faith in Christ. All right. I said, well, that ain't right, because I know we're not justified by our faith. All right. We're justified by Christ's faith. So I wrote him a letter. All right. And I wrote him an article on the faith of Christ, how we're justified by the faith of Christ, not faith in Christ. Okay. And so they wrote me back, and they said they had their transcribers and all these people. They looked it up and they checked it out, and they said, sure enough, it's supposed to be the faith of Christ. These people checked it out, all right? And they realized that you're justified by the faith of Christ. And you know what? They changed it. If you look in a 21st century King James Bible now, it says the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. They changed it from faith in Christ to faith of Christ because they knew faith in Christ was not correct. Let me give you an example. Now watch. Okay? I want you to look on the screen right here. We're going to show you a little animation. Now, let's say that we have faith in Christ, okay? If you see the top of your screen, all right, you see where it says the Lord Jesus Christ. At the bottom right hand of your screen, what you'll see is the believer. Now, you'll have an arrow pointing up there. It says the faith in Jesus Christ. Now, that's the believer's faith. That's faith in Christ. Now, what I want you to see on the other side is Christ having faith, and Christ is having faith in His blood. Now, that is the faith of Christ, all right? That is how you are justified. You are justified by His faith. Now, let's pretend just for a moment, all right, just for a moment, all right, that you can be justified by your faith, all right? So what we're going to do, we're going to shift that justification over here to this side, and we're going to show you justified by your faith. We're going to say you're justified by faith in Christ, all right? Now, here's the deal. If you can be justified by your faith in Christ, in other words, all your sins wiped out, you can be justified, then in that case, Jesus Christ wouldn't have had to die, all right? He wouldn't have had to have faith in His blood, all right? Because you could be justified by your faith. But the Bible says, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. So you are not justified by your faith. You are justified by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is His faith that justifies you. The Bible says, by His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. It's by the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what He knows, people. It's not what you know. If you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you put your trust in Jesus Christ, then you can be justified by the faith of Christ, all right? You're not justified by your faith. Those Bibles that say faith in Christ, well, I can tell you right now, they're flat out wrong. And pretty soon you'll be able to see that. Check it out with Isaiah chapter 53. See how you're justified. See if you're justified by what you know or by what He knows, okay? So what I'm trying to show you here is you're justified by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, back in the old days, like I said, we showed in the Scripture that if you did the law, God would justify you, all right? How? He would justify you by Jesus Christ. Today, under grace, you're saved by grace through faith. How does God justify you? By the faith of Christ, the same way, okay? Except Today, you don't need to do the works. Okay? Go to Ephesians chapter 2. In Ephesians chapter 2, I want you to notice in verse 8. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So what I showed you here, Paul was teaching in Romans chapter 2 how God did it in time past. But now he says, you're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's go to Titus. All right. In Titus chapter 3, I want you to notice in verse 4. Titus chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." So what we have here is we have Scripture telling us that we're saved not by works of righteousness. But we have in Romans chapter 2, the same guy, the Apostle Paul, told us that they were saved by their works of righteousness. They had to do the good works, okay? But now today, we're not saved by our works of righteousness, okay? All we need to do is trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, believing He died and paid for all our sins at Calvary, and you can be saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Go to Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 1, notice in verse 12, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "That we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." So people, all we need to do today is trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And guess what? When you do, you are justified from your sins, every last one of them. Okay, every last one of them. All right, you were justified by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 10, and we're going to close here. Romans chapter 10. Now, if you're out there today, you watching this DVD, and you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, you're not saved, let me show you how easy it is to get saved. Now, watch. Romans chapter 10, I want you to notice in verse 9, the Bible says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Can you remember a time in your life when you realized you were lost, and you called upon Jesus Christ and asked Him to save you? If you can't remember calling upon Jesus Christ, people, you're not saved. You got to have a Savior in order to be saved. You might say, "Well, my mom and daddy, they brought me to church all my life." Well, so what? There's a lot of people that went to church all their life. They're burning in hell right now because they never trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You need a Savior, people. There's only one given. His name is Jesus Christ. Salvation comes from, through, and by the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot bypass Jesus Christ and be saved. You have to have a Savior. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."